Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bruton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. 1 out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Gentile reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-1 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foytak hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Fisher moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak spins and fires to second, and Fisher is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Gentile moves to third. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Manny Montejo now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair is hit by the pitch. Lau moves to second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisher is hit by the pitch. Hansen scores. Lau moves to third. Adair moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boros strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Mike Roark. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Manny Montejo. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. House drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robinson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Frank House. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Ron Nischwitz. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic pinch hits for Jake Wood. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to third. Osborne moves to second. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for George Alozic. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McAuliffe scores. Osborne moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.